What's up, Pats fans, and happy holidays. My name is Romeo. I'm your host. We got a jolly good show for you today. It is jam-packed like Santa's sleigh, and it all starts now.
Week 15 is over. No looking back now. It's on to the Jacksonville Jaguars in Week 16. Brandon Dederich gets personal with us. Most people sing in the shower, but not this defensive lineman.
I don't sing in the shower, I read in the shower.
Jones in for more Chandler Jones? We've got him in the hot seat all show long. He's opening up to us about his game day superstitions.
But I'm so superstitious, I have to wear them every game.
Ring out the bells. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Well, winter and the holidays are officially upon us. Have you been good this year? I hope so. I know one person who's been good, at least on the field. I'm talking about rookie Chandler Jones. Every morning is like waking up on Christmas morning for this guy. I don't think there's anybody more excited to be playing in the league than him. Sean has got him in the hall right now. Let's get to know him in Pat's chat.
Hey, Romeo, I'm here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. With me today are a group of students from Plymouth Community Intermediate School. Guys, put your hands together for Chandler Jones.
How you guys doing?
Chandler, you got some big fans in this group right here.
That's good. Patriot fans, go all the way.
Right. All right, so it's your first year in the NFL, mm-hmm. First year obviously with the Patriots here, and you've made quite the impression so far. You were named Defensive Rookie of the Month. What has this experience been like for you?
It's been great. It's a great experience. You know, to sit in the locker room with big Vince Wilfork and sexy Tom Brady, it's great. You know, I'm just a rookie trying to earn respect from those guys, but, you know, for me to get that accolade of Rookie of the Month, it's just been a great experience for me.
What would you say your favorite pair of cleats are to wear on game day?
You know, I have these old LTs. They're Nikes. They came out in 2001, but I'm so superstitious, I have to wear them every game. So those are my favorite cleats to wear.
Now, you say you're superstitious. Are there any other things that you do on game day to make sure you play well?
I have a lot. I have to have the same pregame meal, which is a steak, Gatorade, and potatoes. I have to have my towel on the right side. What else? I text my brother the same exact thing every Sunday, and I say the same exact prayer every Sunday.
Well, it seems to be working.
Thank you.
Now, you have a brother who plays in the NFL, and you also have a brother who is a UFC mm-hmm. fighter. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't even imagine what it was like in your household growing up.
Very competitive. I have a brother that plays for the Baltimore Ravens, and my other brother, his name is John Bones Jones. It's his UFC fighting name. He's a light heavyweight champion of the world. But we're always wrestling and fighting. My dad, he bought wrestling mats and he put them in our basement. And as soon as I got home from school, I would throw my backpack off and we just started wrestling as soon as we got home from school. So I feel like that's the reason why we're always fighting and so competitive. It's because of that competitive nature.
What's your favorite type of music?
I like slow music, like R&B. Do you guys listen to Usher? A little bit of Usher. John Legend. The Weeknd.
Now, I got to know about your where you come up with these dance moves. Your sack dances are becoming quite the hit. What's the inspiration?
You know what? Believe it or not, my sack dances, I see them on YouTube. I always say, if I get a sack, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I remember, actually, against Tennessee after my first sack, I was like, oh, it was a sack, and then it was a fumble for a touchdown. So I was like, oh, what do I do? So I got up and just started dancing like this. It was so funny.
So a lot of you might think you have what it takes to be a scout. Maybe find the fastest, the strongest guy out on the field. Maybe find the next Tom Brady. But the next guy we're about to introduce you to, he does it professionally for us here at the Pats, and a lot more goes into being a scout than you might think. Let's get to know him right now and take you beyond the bench.
And now, the New England Patriots college scouting coordinator, Brian Smith.
Here's my story. I was our operations director from 2000 2004 to 2006, so handled all the team travel logistics. I asked if it would be possible to move more to the football side of things. I became a pro scout in 2006. I had no idea what I was doing in 2006. Currently, I guess my title is, I think it's college scouting coordinator. The player's profile begins over a year before the draft. We scour the country for players, and we'll scour through the world. We will start getting our database together with all of the players that are going to be seniors in college and get all of their information, their basic information, pushed in.
But he's smart. Like, one thing I thought, because I think he's like a 14 test, he comes across smarter than 14 tests.
One of the most critical parts is make the evaluation of the player. We need to watch the film and see what kind of player he is and if they'd help us win games. Our goal is to come April, have no stone unturned on a player. A typical day for a road scout. You show up at a school at 7 a.m. On your way to the school, you pick up donuts because coaches are much happier to talk to you when you've brought them food. We'll eventually at some point speak with a strength coach. Most schools will let you speak with a trainer, so you set up those appointments throughout the day. You end up going out to practice. Usually practice starts around 3. You go out to practice for about an hour. You're looking at that time for the player's practice habits. What kind of worker are they? And then also just what do they look like physically? You try to look for their competitiveness, their toughness. You look for guys that hopefully you can tell on film. Are they smart? Are they instinctive players? Do they have just a general feel for their position? The question that you need to answer is, can this player help us win games? And if the answer to that question is yes, then that player has a chance for us. The draft is, I guess, the draft is the college scouts' version of the Super Bowl because it's the culmination of over a year of work. When a player you've evaluated is contributing and helping the team win, you do get a sense of satisfaction knowing that you help get a guy that's going to help us win games.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, we're used to seeing Brandon Dedrick in shoulder pads and a helmet, but what about a monocle?
Very sophisticated.
And later, Professor Fritz is stirring up some power. He's breaking down the best blocking techniques. Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
That's a lot of wattage.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. I'm Romeo. We've learned that throughout the season, even the healthiest of players, they cheat on their diet and nutrition sometimes, right? And now, holiday season, for me, pretty much every day is a cheat day. Let's check in with Chandler Jones, see if he has any advice for staying totally fit this holiday season.
Hey, Romeo, I'm back in the hall at Patriot Place, and we still have Chandler Jones here with us in the hot seat. Chandler, we want to ask you some health and fitness questions. Obviously, you're a very athletic person, and your brothers are as well. Growing up, what was your mom feeding you guys?
Actually, we ate whatever she cooked, you know. I'm not a picky eater at all, you know. So one day we'll have spinach and chicken, and another day we'll have lasagna. Like, that's my favorite meal, lasagna. Actually, I just had some last night for dinner. But my mom fed us everything. Whatever she could make, that's what she fed us.
And now that you're an NFL player, how closely do you watch your diet?
Every day. You have to watch what you're taking in because, when you have a schedule like I do, you know, I get up at 6 o'clock every morning and I don't get home until about 5 o'clock at night. And you have to fuel your body. So you have to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. If not, you know, my body just feels shut down if you don't eat all three meals.
How hard do you push yourself when it comes to working out?
My main focus is pushing myself until I can't go anymore. So if I feel like I'm going to pass out, that's when I know I've worked myself to the limit, and I'll shut it down until the next day.
What are your favorite exercises?
My favorite exercises, I'll have to say sit-ups, because it's easy, you know. But I do push-ups, but my arms are so long, I have to go such a long way. I have, like, the longest arms in the whole combine. But, yeah, I feel like sit-ups are my favorite exercise.
And how many sit-ups can you do?
Oh, wow. I have to say probably about 500. 500 sit-ups.
Do you ever not want to work out?
Yeah. To be honest with you, there's times where I'm like, oh, not today, I have to get up. But I think that's what motivates me to go harder. You know, the days where you feel like you don't want to do it, and the days where you feel like, oh, I'm down or I feel sore, that's when you have to go harder to make yourself a better person and a better player.
I'll tell you who could really use some health and fitness advice. Santa. My man eats cookies like all night long. That can't be good for you. It goes right to your stomach, dude. You know that. Somebody who's really lost his cookies, Professor Fritz.
You know, when I think of football players, I think of one word, powerhouse. Yeah, and every position on the field, you got to be a powerhouse. And the guys that use the most power are the linemen. Linemen use more power than any other position on the football field. You know, when they're blocking, how much power do these guys use? Let's take a look. In football, there is a tremendous amount of power generated by the players on both sides of the field. When discussing power in a physics manner, it is defined as the rate at which energy is transferred, used, or transformed. Power is at its peak at the beginning of a play when the line charges towards each other. We measure power in watts. This is a unit of power that is 1 joule per second. A joule of energy is equal to the amount of energy expended applying a force of 1 newton through a distance of 1 meter. A newton is the amount of force needed to move 1 kilogram at a rate of 1 meter per second squared. How much power can a human generate? A human sleeping has 81 watts of energy. A soldier standing at ease has 128 watts. A person walking quickly has 407 watts, and a sprinter has 1,630 watts. Knowing this, let's see how much power these guys generate while blocking. The formula for determining the overall power of a person is P equal FV, power equals force times velocity. NFL linemen produce an average of 820 watts of energy on any given play. Multiply that by 5 linemen and around an average of 40 plays a game, and you have 164,000 watts or 164 kilowatts of energy or 2,733 light bulbs. This is not counting the defensive linemen and other players. The average house takes around 140 kilowatts of power to run for a month. So on average, the linemen on one side of the field alone in one game produce more kilowatts of energy than your house does in a month. When considering the 100-plus plays on offense and defense that are made during a typical football game, there is an overwhelming amount of power generated. Eureka! That's a lot of wattage. I mean, if we had a light bulb with that much wattage, we could light up half of Foxborough. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows, it all begins within. Win from within. By Subway Restaurants. The new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. I just love this time of year, the holiday season. The lights, the music, the food, nothing puts me in a better mood. Except maybe seeing our favorite past players get really goofy. No Scrooges this year. Let's find out who's nuttier than a nutcracker in this week's Tilted.
My style, very sophisticated. Kind of Carlton Banks-ish, Denzel. I get that comparison a lot. The shoes? I usually walk barefoot because it's good for you. You know, I have flat feet, so I try to build up the muscles in my arches and my other appendages. Is that it? Toes? No, I'm not afraid of the dark. The dark is afraid of me. That was a good one, buddy. That was good. I don't sing in the shower. I read in the shower. Yeah, I have like a little apparatus I constructed. Basically, it's just saran wrap.
Yay!
No, UFOs don't exist, do they? Did it? No? Well, I did have a teacher one time. We swore she was from another planet, but, you know, I didn't see her UFO. I'd actually like to be a Lycan, which, if those of you who don't know, a Lycan is a werewolf. So, if I had to be some kind of creature, I would like to be a werewolf. Oh, my favorite Christmas present when I was a kid was creepy crawlers. And it was like this thing, you used to pour this little goo in these little trays, and it'd be like scorpions or salamanders or snakes or whatever, and you put it in this thing, and you bake it, and it makes like a little rubber toy. So that was my favorite Christmas present.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa's workshop is one of the most magical places on the earth. Now, the paths go hard for Bill Belichick, but those elves, they work real hard for Santa. Imagine making millions and millions of toys for all the kids on Earth. It's exhausting. Now, everyone knows that the workshop is way up in the North Pole. But is that on the way to Jacksonville? I don't know. I think Romeo got a little lost on the way.
Ho, ho, ho. Days away from Christmas. This weekend, it's all about the Jacksonville game. Let's find out what the fans know. What is the largest city by area in the U.S.?
I would say New York City.
Dallas.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Must be Jacksonville.
I can hold my breath longer than you can.
What does that have to do with anything? I'm thinking I asked Santa for a new tailgating grill this season. That's a nice one, too. In 1901, Jacksonville hosted the first ever college football game played in Florida. A crowd of 2,000 watching Florida Agricultural College take on Stetson University. Is that exciting?
Yeah.
Staring contest, go. Just a little too small. How many pro football teams are there in the whole state of Florida?
Jacksonville and the Miami Dolphins.
Two, Jacksonville Jaguars and Miami Dolphins.
And the Tampa Bay
Buccaneers.
Did he just fart on me? All right, I'm off to write my letter to Santa. I think I finally found what I'm asking for this year. I've been looking for one of these for months now. Is it backwards? Either way, it's gorgeous. That's it for facts.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Joyeux Noël.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. So throughout the show, we've been talking to rookie Chandler Jones. He's told us what it's like playing in the NFL. He's even danced for us. We've been talking about health and fitness and more. Now it's time for him to ask the questions. It's time for the Gridiron Gauntlet.
Okay, you ready for the question?
Yep.
What position runs the ball?
Running back.
That's correct. How many downs in a drive?
Four.
That's correct. Are you sure it's not five?
Yep.
It's four. That's correct. Where is the Pro Bowl usually?
Hawaii.
That's correct. Okay, that's it. You won. Give him a round.
We're done, Romeo.
And it's complete. How does it look? Do we even know whose tree this is, by the way?
No.
Are we going to get in trouble for decorating? I think it looks good.
It does look good. Do you know where Christmas trees came from?
Like the woods or the forest or something like that.
Yes.
No, you know what? I've heard this actually. A lot of different people say different things. Some people say it dates back to like the 1500s, Latvia, and even Egypt, actually. Yeah.
Who knew?
What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, all I want for Christmas is another Patriots win.
What a great answer. Just but
kidding.
That's not true.
That's so not true.
Maybe some jewelry or something.
That would be nice.
A little something nice. Happy holidays, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We're going to leave you with some highlights from last weekend's game.
We'll see you next week.
Fires to the right. It is caught.
Ball's on.
Ball is on the
they
ground. Baker will have it.
They got it.
Quarterback Snoop Brady, and he is in. Touchdown. Fires. End zone. Touchdown.
And we got a ball game, Gil.
Chased out of the pocket. Going to be hit and sacked. Back at the 12-yard line.
Rob Minkovic and Justin Francis.
Hand off Woodhead left. Touchdown. Patch up them all the way back.
And the Nutshots that have stayed. Love every minute of it. That's right.